Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world. Spreading the news and information.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Happy Me Radio Show with Lillian Daniels. This is the first episode of the year where we're going to discuss food, and you are listening to the Happy Me Radio Show with Lillian Daniels, and we are on Rainbow Soul and Blake Radio Network on Rainbow Soul. Thank you so much for joining me today on this awesome, awesome Saturday. I'm in New York City. And it is, I don't want to say it's warm, but it's sunny. And it's really nice and sunny. The weather has been quite interesting. So that's always nice, especially knowing New York and New York City winters, especially. So you're tuned into the Happy Me Radio Show with Lillian. And as we've been discussing, we're going to start talking about more that really adds to allowing you to enjoy your best life. You know, and this isn't a resolution thing. This is a lifelong thing. So this is going to be going on throughout the whole year. The plan is to have first Saturday, we talk about knees. Second Saturday, we talk about food. The third Saturday, we're probably going to talk about yoga. And in the last one, we're going to talk about things that we can do on a daily basis that really kind of contribute to our livelihood. So how we can do better at work, how we can be more proactive, productive, and, you know, topics like, you know, handling our finances. So today, we're going to talk about food, my favorite topic. And what we're going to discuss are winter foods that, you know, contribute to longevity. So what can you eat during the winter that is, one, going to help give you vitality, give you energy, allow you to accomplish your goals, and of course, two, that tastes absolutely delicious. Food isn't a time for us to really punish ourselves. It's a way, opportunity for us to really enjoy some of the greatest, just the greatest items on this earth. And at the same time, it's really there to give us energy to fuel our bodies. So I'm really going to discuss some really cool dishes that, I don't want to say cool, but some of my favorite dishes that really keep me energized, most importantly, keep me warm during the wintertime. Visit thehappyme.com. And if you have knee issues and knee pain, certainly visit there and get your free Happy Me gift. In addition to that, use the code RADIO to get $10 off of anything in the Happy Me store. But specific to today, you know, make sure you get the Food for a Pain-Free Knee Guide. That is phenomenal. It literally includes everything that I really worked, ate when I was really fixing my knee after the torn ACL. And it gives you a guide as to what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat, and why. You know, we want to give the why and, of course, solutions as to what you can eat. But let's just start on what you can eat that contributes to vitality, that contributes to giving you the energy that you need so that you can just go out there and share your awesomeness with the world. One thing that I am really, really particular about is just keeping a high energy level, because it's really kind of the worst when you want to do so much, but you literally, the energy, you don't have the energy, your joints hurt, or, you know, you're just tired, or, you know, you're suffering from the itis. And these are all things that everyone, you know, a lot of people deal with. And, you know, I deal with them. I would deal with them. And I was just like, you know, I can't, if I want to accomplish, you know, a specific goal, I don't have time to be in pain. I don't have time to not have enough energy to go from event to event and finish tasks without being interrupted. So the first dish that I'm going to really discuss is black bean soup. Now, I apologize, this might sound boring to some people, but let me tell you, it is pretty much magic in a bowl. So why is it magic in a bowl? When I'm thinking about winter dishes, and, you know, when I'm thinking about dishes in overall, you got to think about, okay, I have to go, what tastes good and all that stuff. But especially when it comes to winter dishes, able to really focus on things that, of course, taste good, but especially to those out there with knee challenges, eating foods that have ingredients that stimulate blood circulation is so, so helpful. And one good thing about wintertime, in addition to snowmen, is that it's an opportunity for you to really enjoy soup and to enjoy soups that you can really hide different ingredients that promote blood circulation. For example, cinnamon. Now, that wouldn't go into this specific soup, but in some some other soups, depending on the spice layout, you might actually add cinnamon. So, like cinnamon, clove. Now, for the black bean soup, what I add, it's a soup where I really get to add in a lot of spices, like a lot of green spices and a lot of chilies. So, it's a dish where I will add in chopped up jalapeno peppers. You can saute in, you know, pepper flakes, add in garlic. And when it comes to the green leafy herbs, you are cooking the black beans in a bay leaf, and you're sauteing the onions and all the other vegetables in thyme and or basil. And so it's really a great opportunity to just kind of like pile it all in there, and the opportunity for you to mess up is pretty much non-existent. So to all those new cooks in there, no stress. And you can start out just by, you know, adding a little bit, a little bit of the spices that you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to like this. I don't know if it's going to be too spicy. You know, you can add a little bit at a time, and then you get to see, you know what, I really, really like thyme, or I really, really like garlic. And you can add more as you go. I'm heavy, heavy-handed on the garlic, and I'm trying to get more heavy-handed on the cayenne pepper, because that really, really helps in terms of blood circulation and just adding, like, really a kick to the dish, which is absolutely awesome. So let's go through this now. I can post this recipe for you guys as well, but let me go through the rundown of it. The rundown of it is you're going to have black beans. Now, when it comes to the black beans that you use or any beans that you use, You want to use dried beans, and that's really just to get to the root of, you know, one of the philosophies that we have, which is you want to cook your food. You want to see where it, know what's in it, and you want to know how to prepare it. And I understand a lot of people are busy. You know, you want to take convenience into consideration, and to avoid that or to take care of that challenge, you might want to cook them ahead of time. Black-eyed peas as well as chickpeas are especially good bean options that you can cook ahead of time, and then you can freeze and use later. So right off the bat, you want to use black beans. And what's awesome about that, like say you're, you know, you live by yourself or you're just cooking for one, you can buy from the bulk section. And that allows you to not have to buy as much, but it also allows you to buy organic. And so that's one of the tricks to really avoiding the huge price tag that some people are, you know, terrified of, but still getting the huge benefit of eating healthy. So get your dried black beans, soak them overnight or soak them over during the day while you're at work for about 5 hours, and then you're going to rinse them off. Well, you rinse them off beforehand, then you soak them so that you can really use the water or whatever water remains. And then you're just going to, like, you know, bring them to a boil with water and cook them with the bay leaf and some, usually I use cumin and salt. And so then you just cook them, and then you have your black beans that you can use for your soup. And then you're going to saute and chop up your basic vegetables. So those are, the basic vegetables are celery, carrots, and onions. Now, another thing to note is with those vegetables, one, a lot of those, like carrots, celery, and onions, are vegetables that are especially in season during the wintertime, and they're so affordable. Like carrots and celery and onions, like using those as a base and using more and more of those really allows you to, say you have a target for how much money you want to spend on food, that will help you meet that target. And so you can use those as a base, but say you want to add on more other additions that are good are green peppers, red peppers, and jalapeno peppers. Like, so very, very delicious. And then you're going to have your garlic, and you just want to peel your garlic, mash it. If you have a garlic press, awesome. If you don't, no problem. Just mash it and chop it up and throw it right in there. And so you just saute the vegetables, and then you add in you'll add in the beans that have been cooked, and you know, also the spices, and then you're good to go. And so what's awesome is that this can be used for, say, a soup to accompany your salad or something else during lunch, but it can also be used to be put over brown rice and quinoa, or just your quinoa in the evening. And so it can transition you from lunch to dinner, allowing you to cut down on time and allowing you to really get the nutrients that you need to stay warm and stay moving, you know, during the wintertime. So that's the black bean soup. I will put up a link. I will include the link to that recipe. And if you want it for yourself, you can definitely get that recipe as well as many more and other techniques at thehappyme.com. Use the code RADIO for $10 off. And it's just, it's like a family recipe. It's something I've been cooking for years and watching my grandmother and my mom cook for years. And everybody knows dishes made by grandmother, those are, you know, those are gems. So we went over black bean soup, and overall, whatever soup you're making, take advantage of the opportunity to add in spices that will help with blood circulation. Those spices include cinnamon, cumin, jalapeno pepper, cayenne pepper, pepper flakes, and just things that will really keep the blood flowing, because during the winter months, it is cold. So not only are we trying to keep our body and our energy up, but we're also using extra energy to keep our bodies warm. So you adding in the hot peppers or any other stimulants, those are really great in terms of helping us stay warm and use our energy right. So you know, try out the black bean soup. Now, the second winter necessity that contributes to vitality is, I say, cashew milk. And, you know, I make it from scratch. And now the reason it's a necessity is we use dairy so much in everything that we do. And in reducing our intake of dairy, you know, a lot of people are allergic to it or some people are lactose intolerant and such. But it's also an opportunity to really, you know, cut back on congestion and such. So during the winter months, it's cold. A lot of people will get sinus challenges and all that stuff. And by cutting back on your dairy, you can help to kind of combat that. So in addition to, you know, the whole not adding to your cold aspect, cold as in, you know, catching a cold. But in addition to that, we're, you know, even during the summer months or the spring and fall, we are going to consume milk. So what I love during wintertime is chai. I love chai tea, and I love even more than that having milk to add into my chai tea. And so I don't drink whole milk, and I don't drink soy milk. So I found that cashew milk is an awesome alternative when I make it myself. And so for that recipe, it's simply one cup of uncooked cashews, 5 hours, and then you're going to blend them together with 4 cups of water. Boom, that is it. If you want to get a little fancy, you can add in some cinnamon, you can add in a little vanilla, but that is as complicated as it gets. And for that, you get about like a quart of milk, and it's about, I want to say, once you calculate it out, you say you use organic cashews, it's about like 125, 130, depending on where you are. I'm in New York City, so it might be even, you know, more affordable other places. But, you know, you have that 125, like imagine how much a cup of coffee costs. And with that 125, you have a whole quart of milk. So the second recommendation I highly suggest is, you know, trying out cashew milk it's just the one cup of, I don't want to say raw, but I want to say uncooked cashews. And you can use even cashew pieces, which are more affordable. And so you use the one cup of uncooked cashews, and you soak them, and then you add in a quart of milk. And you can even add in more water. I mean, not a quart of milk, a quart of water. And you can even add in more water if you want a little less thickness, right, or less richness. And so you can add, once you have the milk made, you can add that to your chai tea. If you're a coffee drinker, you can add it to your coffee, you know, as a creamer. You can use it for baking. You can use it to add to your, say you have cereal in the morning. You can use it for all of those. And I would even, you know, recommend trying it out as an alternative to dairy for a week and seeing if anything changes, see if you experience anything at all. I've gone so long without drinking dairy or using it for a lot of my cooking, but off the bat, I just enjoy the taste. Like, I love it. So when I drink my chai tea, it's almost, you know, cashew milk with a little bit of chai as opposed to what it should be, which is chai tea with milk. So definitely look at that recipe, and I'll include that in the show notes as well. It's really, really delicious. So those are the two main items that I wanted to at least start off with. So for you guys that are just tuning in, be sure to check out thehappyme.com. Use the code radio to get $10 off of anything in the Happy Me store. I highly, highly recommend the Food for a Pain-Free Me guide. That is something that has been compiled and includes all the nuggets that I use in terms of what I eat, as well as what I did to really heal my knee from ACL tear. So, like, what did I eat, you know? And so I enjoy it for that reason, and I highly, highly recommend it for anyone that has knee challenges, because it gives you a basic guide as to what you should, what you shouldn't eat, as well as giving you some really delicious, thought-out dishes that you should eat. So we don't just give you a recommendation on what not to do, why not to do it, but we really give you solutions so that you can move forward and replace your challenging habits with those habits that are going to enhance your quality of life. So enjoy that. And if you have any questions, you can absolutely call in at 914-338-0695. Again, it's 914-338-0695. And so we spoke about black bean soup. We touched upon cashew milk. So black bean soup is really to help increase circulation. Adding spices increases circulation, especially during the winter months. Cashew milk helps to, say you have the sniffles and the cold during the winter months. It helps you to combat that. And it gives you an alternative to drinking milk or having dairy for some of, your most popular dishes. So next, I really want to touch on eating in season. So this is just an overall habit. You know, you're not going to do this just for the wintertime, but you're going to do it all the time. So you really want to shop in season. Now, the reason you want to shop in season is because when we're working to eat healthier, when we're working to eat more vegetables or, take better care of our bodies, the biggest thing that helps to make that easier is when the food tastes good. So when the food tastes good, it makes it easy to eat more vegetables. It makes it pleasant. You know, you kind of look forward to it. So for that reason, you really want to eat in season because the foods, the fruits, the vegetables, they literally taste better during the season that, they're actually grown. So, for example, right now, what's in season are a lot of fruit. So a lot of carrots, a lot of beets, a lot of, let's see what else, carrots, beets, and, of course, onions. And so, instead of saying, oh, I don't like those things, kind of seek out the in-season items that you really enjoy. So one I would give, for example, are beets. And so to enjoy beets, which are absolutely great, really healthy for you, I had to figure out, okay, how can I make it so that, one, the beets taste good, and, two, that it's easy to kind of grab and go when it comes to them, So what I found was just boiling the beets, because I am all for, dishes that take 10 minutes or less, or that you can do while doing something else. And, boiling, just rinsing off your beets, scrubbing them a little, and putting a little salt in, it's really easy and it's convenient. So you just literally are going to just boil them, add some salt, and then you are able to just use the beets for the rest of the week. So it's kind of like what I really, really enjoy, or more so I like to do because it's helpful and convenient, is prepare like root vegetables ahead of time. And make it so that it's something you can just grab and go. Because you know how easy it is to grab potato chips. It's easy to grab potato chips that you can just go. So say you bake a whole bunch of root vegetables at the beginning of the week, or you boil your beets so that you can slice them up and throw them on your salad. Do little things like that that really trick yourself into eating more healthy food. Because it makes it convenient, right? You want to make it easy for yourself to be healthy. And doing things like boiling beets and a little bit of salt water, or baking a pan of parsnips and I would say turnips, but I tried those, and that takes a unique person with a unique palate to like those, mainly because they're bitter. But parsnips as well as beets and potatoes are good to be baked. And then, you just, throw them in the fridge, and then you pull out, a little bit as you go throughout the week. And so, the root vegetables are the vegetables that I really recommend eating during the wintertime because they're in season. And what's also great is that they're pretty hearty. The root vegetables are pretty hearty. You don't feel like, darn it, I need to go get a piece of pizza because I'm still starving, right? but that plays into like protein as well. But they're pretty hearty and they're absolutely delicious. So, you know, use the boiling your beets ahead of time. And then also just baking up some root vegetables. And when it comes to root vegetables, you just need a little bit of olive oil and about 30 minutes. I would say the temperature that I use is about 350. And so olive oil, I use rock salt. But yeah, you can use the salt that you have, and salt and pepper. And thyme is very frequent. Thyme is pretty much everything I eat. But use those things when you're cooking, and it'll just make it so much easier. It makes being healthy during the wintertime easy. It makes being warm during the wintertime easy. So I highly, highly recommend those. So we went over, main dishes that you should cook for the wintertime that contribute to keeping your energy up. Now, these are all non-dairy, non-meat options. And as someone that doesn't eat a bunch of meat, I do not want to leave you guys hanging because, you know, what I have found is that if I do not eat a protein, so maybe like a handful of almonds and a little bit of cashews or a boiled egg, then I will be hungry to the point of distraction where, you know, I can't focus or I'm tired or I lose energy very, very quickly. So in addition to, having black bean soup, having spices added, baking good, I recommend having a protein that you like. So finding out a mix of nuts that you enjoy or eggs that you enjoy or a way of cooking eggs that you enjoy. I just like a plain boiled egg because it makes it easy to get on the go. But if you like another way, you know, that's fine as well. But the whole point is you really want to keep your energy up. Another factor for the wintertime, and this is actually year-round, is making sure that you're getting your water in. So this is an absolutely great opportunity to kind of get in all of those warm drinks. So, you know, I touched upon the cashew milk, which you can add into your chai tea. You can add it into your coffee. And, of course, you can add it into, depending on how you like your tea, you can add it in other teas as well. But I like that the wintertime is an opportunity to just drink warm water. And, you know, sometimes people talk about, you know, drinking lemon water in the morning. And some people are drinking apple cider and all that such items. But really take advantage of the opportunity to drink warm water. It helps a great deal. So for those tuning in, thank you for joining me on the Happy Me Radio Show with Lillian. We will be transitioning into including more topics that are not just on the knee, but a lot of other things. But make sure you visit thehappyme.com. Use the code RADIO to get $10 off of anything in the Happy Me shop, and especially get the Food for Happy Me guide. That is awesome. And I will include the links to the cashew milk recipe as well as the black bean recipe. Those are dishes that are absolutely critical for the winter months and that will literally change like the level of difficulty of eating healthy. So it will really reduce it. So thank you so much for joining me this week. Next week we should be talking about yoga and making it really customized to you. So I look forward to that. Thank you so much for joining. Have a great weekend.